Previously on Even Heroes Bleed.
He may have to make some choices. He may become a full hero full time.
He pulls out a book. It's in French. It's a thick book. It's old. It's dusty. He says the title is called Military Summoning. Might be something you're going to request of Bisbee Sharp. Maybe some names of some other people, or maybe some survivors.
Yeah, give me a minute to noodle on this. But I think that's an interesting idea. Is, you know, where else would these drugs be used, and what else were they used for, and who would those people be? Now, her mother was treated for heavy metal poisoning, which is why it turned into magnetic powers. If different expected mothers were being treated for different things, it would tend to lead to other power sets.
That would have dovetailed into the vaccination program that was rolled out of Pondsville that the labs beneath there were responsible for. So vaccines, pregnant moms, you see where this is going.
We've arrived at the set of scanners.
Here's my question for you. Did she volunteer? Was she volunteering for things and was misled, or was she kidnapped?
So
detained.
She was in dire straits and was likely to die from heavy metal poisoning. And it was one of those, we're going to try this and it might work. So she volunteered for experimental treatment because she knew she was dead anyway.
Okay, so she never would have been in Pondsville. She would have probably been followed up with by people posing to be something that they weren't, when they were really tied to whatever that operation was called underneath there that spawned the Congress of Truth. Now that we're in the entryway of the DeMarco mansion, in this vast hall, high ceiling, doors to either side of you, directly ahead is another set of double doors. There's a balcony above that must be part of the second floor. Though all you see is a short section of balcony. It can only be the Black Palace because it's someone who looks like this.
Hang on a sec, I gotta make you major screen. Got him.
He's got a crow on his shoulder. There's a few flying around him. There are on the ground beneath him is milling about is six people, disheveled, unkept looking, milling about aimlessly. Much more, I think, disturbing is there's four growling hounds, stairs on each side of the room, and that's where two big old hounds with flaming eyes, they're black, and they're striding down the stairs, slowly padding, like two, and the Black Paladin addresses you from up above. I dare you violate my sanctum in the midst of important work. You have certainly sealed your doom by treading upon my domain.
Olympian will clear his throat and he'll be like, I don't know how many times the villain has said that to me. I think I've lost count at this point.
So Black, can I call you Black? I think we could probably negotiate this, and we don't need to drop your house on you, because last time someone said that to this man, he dropped a house on him. Maybe we can negotiate. What do you think?
I think you're fools for meddling in my affairs, and it'll be a pleasure to bathe in your blood.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
But fortunately for you, I have matters of great import. Flee now! And be lucky that I do not claim your souls for the servants of hell this day. And the dogs now are at the bottom of the stairs, and the six aimless milling people, as soon as the Black Paladin starts speaking to you, are like all staring at you. Vacant eyes. And they're drooling too.
I'm going to pull all of the nails out of the balcony he's standing on, and hopefully I want to hit the zombie types with them. I'm going to literally pull all the nails free and use them as projectiles.
That means we're dropping into combat time, so we'll be rolling initiatives, so everyone needs to announce what they're doing. I got Metal, you're ripping nails out of the balcony?
I am.
Olympian, what are you doing?
So you said that there's like dog guards near us, right? Like coming towards us?
Yeah, they descended the stairs that lead up to this balcony that the Black Paladin is standing on.
I would like to do a multi-attack and do like a ground pound and like kind of fly up and then just like smash down in the middle of them.
Olympian, you rolled for initiative, but you're missing an opportunity for the increasing your initiative if you need to because of the
spending of
hero points.
Thank you.
Because the Black Paladin is going to slap some hero points because he's invested in going first.
I'm going to spend.
So he's spending 10 hero points on his initiative roll.
I'm also going to spend 10 points on my hero points then.
So I'm not spending points, but I rolled a 5. I have a total of 28.
He's got a base initiative of 24. He's adding 10 to it. So he's at 34. He's at 39. So he's got a 39. Olympian, you've got a 38.
Yeah, I got a 28.
20.
Man, I'm getting used to going first. I'm last here.
He flings his mace at you like a projectile. Of course, any automatic actions can be taken at the beginning of the combat round if anyone's putting up protective powers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
that's a free action there. A total of 3 actions. One of them can be a dice action. Only one of them can be a movement action. And so you can take 3 to 2 auto actions. He's flinging his mace, as I said.
What so who's he throwing it at, the Olympian?
No, you.
Oh, throwing it at me. Okay.
Whatever your powers look like, yep. There's going to be at least be a little bit of noise. So, yeah. Who's got a 10 against your what? The physical attack projectile.
So, my opposing is 7.
Okay, he needs a 9 or better. I get an 11. It's one column shift.
My resistance is 11 because I have my force shield up.
It's one column shift, so no knockback. But you take 7 points of physical damage.
7 points. Holy
shit.
What was his
crackling? Large.
Metal is knocked through the back wall, although that's not enough to be fatal. That does enough damage that takes her out of the battle.
She just went down, Olympian. It's your action.
At that point, yeah, I'm changing that action. And yeah, the Black Paladin has my full undivided attention. At full force, he says, I think you can take it, big guy. And he will charge him at full speed. And I am dropping 10 on this.
The 10 goes on to...
So a charging attack, the EV is the APs of movement. And as long as his physical resistance is higher than his speed, he won't be hurt himself. So his physical resistance is 15, his speed is 11. He won't be hurt, but his acting value becomes, his effect value becomes 11.
Okay, and his acting value would be his...
Whatever he has, his martial arts, his dex, something like that.
But that's interesting. That's not going to be as strong as if he just like...
Oh, yeah, like the thing is like he's...
Runs up to him and smashes him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Like, he's pretty much...
So if he's stronger than he is fast... He's going to have more effect value by not doing a charging attack. He may be charging, but a charging attack is for people who are faster than they are strong.
A full frontal attack.
Well, bam. Okay. He has an enchanted shield with the power reflection deflection. I don't think that applies here. That doesn't apply here. He gets a bonus when using a block maneuver. He's going to try to block you. He can't. He can't do that because... He's already taken his dice action for the turn.
Yep.
So he can't try to block you. Martial arts of 8. Your attack is against an 8. What's your dex?
7. And I'm putting 10 behind this.
You're putting 10 behind it. He is pulling 17 out. I'm seeing you need a 15 or better to hit.
Don't hit.
Yep. We're on another round of initiative. And Metal, you are down, huh? So he's feeling pretty good about shit right now. The Black Paladin is not going to spend any hero points on his initiative yet. Are you going to, Olympian?
I'm going to spend, how much is he going on?
He's not spending any. He's just rolling.
I'm going
with his
to
base be initiative. Going. He's just rolling a d10.
You know what? I got hero points. I might as well spend them. I'm gonna use 5 of my hero points, and I have a 23, and plus that, so 23, 24, 25, 26, yeah, 28.
He topped out. He rolled his highest of 34, so he's going first. He teleports down onto the floor, whooshing, and his mace flies back in his hand. And he tells you, your fallen comrade will make a worthy sacrifice. I still offer you the chance to leave.
And Olympia's goes like, not a chance.
So Olympia blasted him. I dropped from edit there. What happened with it?
He missed.
Oh, God. Okay.
Olympian missed. And then Black Paladin just teleported down onto the floor, and the mace flew it back into his hand. And he said that your body, Metal, would make a fitting sacrifice in payment for this intrusion, and that he still is giving Olympian just this one last chance to leave. Leave your unconscious body and he can go. And Olympian refused.
So, being that was a hit like cannon fire, did I get blown out the door? Am I lying in the hallway? How's that work?
Yeah, I guess we'll throw you out right out the door and onto the ground outside.
Okay.
Down the steps onto the gravel driveway. Libyan, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to, like, I have 29 hero points left. And I do not want to be in combat with this magic guy for too long. So I'm going to drop 15, which puts me down to 14 hero points. And I am going to make my roll, which I will post.
Okay, hold on. Before you make your roll, I got to decide what this guy's going to do. Uh-huh. If he's going to do anything. He's a very arrogant person. He's going to stick with using his martial arts. Now he can block. Now he can block because he's reserved his action. He did his movement action. He hasn't taken a dice action. So his shield gives him 2 to his dex. So that's 9. And then he gets 2 column shifts in his favor because he's magical. Okay, I got his opposing values in the 13 and 15, and you dropped 15 on your dex?
15 to,
So what's that give you? What's your total right now?
My total right now, since I did the roll, is basically...
No, not the roll, no, your acting value. When you add 10 to your 15 to your acting value, what is it? Your dexterity, quicker attack.
It's 7.
7, 22. You need to get a 5 or better? 5 or better than that? You got 3 column shifts.
Boom.
So you knock them through the doors that are behind them on the second floor that go into a hallway. Your effect value is your strength at 15. He goes, flying through the doors that lead into the hallway. You hear another crash as he probably smashes through the other side of the wall in the hallway. And you do not hear his arrogant voice from where you're standing. And the black hounds howl in anger, and they're going to rush at you.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 of them. The 6 listless people, they've lost all, like, they just they drop to the ground like puppets, like they were puppets on a string, and they're motionless. But the dogs are going to be attacking. They don't have any hero points to spend on their initiative. Final is 20. What is your initiative?
30. Isaac.
30, you go first.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the Mulkey. Like, I'm gonna try, like, as he sees them, he is just going to lift up his hands in like a hammer motion and just slam them down, like creating like a shockwave going forward.
Okay, multi-attack. Got it. There's four of them. Your dex is 7. There's a 6. Couple of column shifts. They're magical as well, though, so you're getting totally hosed. A multi-attack to try to whack all of them at once, is good. You need an 18 or better.
Okay, I'm going to spend some hero points into this. 15 left. Forget about it. I'm just gonna spend 10 into it because better for the story.
Okay, that brings you down to a 9 or better.
15.
That's a hit. All right, that's 3 column shifts. Let me see what they've got for protection. Not enough. Yeah, you smash them all, and truly they are magical creatures because they, as you obliterate them, they disappear in smoke and brimstone. And leave an acrid smell in the air. They do have a radiating ice cold that comes off of them. What's your body with your skin armor and all that?
My body is an 8. My skin armor is a 6.
Okay, so that brings you up to a 14. Okay, it's a long shot that you'll take damage from there. And they got a 15, which is what they needed. Their effect value is, yeah, not a chance.
Nope.
The cold, the arcane cold that radiates off of them affects you not.
First off, Olympian is going to go to metal first before he goes over to, I believe that the knight is knocked out, right?
You can't see him from where you're standing, but I imagine giving yourself some height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To look, get at that second floor level that you can see. Yeah. Smashed through the hall into what appears to be a bedroom on the other side of the hall. And in his black armor and red cloak, appears to be out.
He is going to go over to Metal. He's like, Metal, you okay?
Metal is out for about another minute and a half.
Gently pick her up, put her right next to like the stairs, and then go to the paladin and basically like just pick him up. See it. Well, do you have the spear on him?
He does not. He has his armor, his shield, and this mace. And the lance, as the librarian explained it, it's not like a complete full lance. It's an ancient tip of a spear. Like to use it as a weapon, you would have to fashion it onto something. You know, you're looking for some type of, I just drew a, let's see, this is a good enough picture for it. That's what it looks like. This end would be fitted onto some shaft or whatever, but in itself is an evil artifact. It is not on his person.
He is going to first strip him of his armor if he can.
Cannot. The cold burns your fingers. Yeah, it's not coming off. Like, you can't even lift the helm to see his face. It's magically bonded in some form. And the longer you handle them, the more nauseous you get. Down the hall to one direction on the second level, you hear a piercing shriek, a howl in anguish.
And you'll hear Olympia shake his head. He's like, now what? As basically he will grab the knight and he will like... is there anything metal around here, even if it's just bed rails?
Yeah, I imagine you can get some metal out of the bed frame.
Yeah,
and that's clearly visible because the paladin has already smashed it for you.
He wraps like multiple around him. and just like kind of put him like off to the side next to Metal. So when she wakes up, she's like, oh, I have a surprise. And probably punch him if she want to. She is well in his right to like just like give him an extra punch in the face. But like he puts it, puts the paladin right down and goes looking for the spear that may be in the direction of this another shriek. As he shakes his head and he is cursed along the way of like, I really need Pervog and all the other sorcerers on this because I hate
magic. Down at the end of the hall where the voice came from is an open entry into a large dining room. There is, what do we got here? Flickering candles on the floor. You've seen this hanging out with Mr. Zuzu and the librarian now way too often. There's clearly some magical circle etched on the floor. There's smoking candles around it, and there is an inert form of appears to be a woman in the middle of the circle. And there's a dagger on the ground next in the middle of the circle.
Is she appears to be like in the middle of like worship or prayer or something?
She appears to be unconscious.
And he'll go over there to her and like check on her.
Okay. You get icy chilly prickles on your flesh.
Oh, you don't
and,
like that.
And as you get closer, you can tell the blade on the ground is stained in blood, and there is a big pool of blood underneath the inert form of this woman.
He'll try
so
to...
I've only got a two-minute turnaround between when I get killed and when I get up again. Just let me know when that is, because I'm like... Yeah. Yep.
That's now. It is now.
Okay.
Yep.
So is the Black Paladin still lying there?
Black Paladin's lying where Olympian left him.
So he has a misunderstanding that mace is his. It's going into orbit. I'm sending it into orbit.
Goes right through the roof. And you hear a voice over your shoulder. Why? And it's a silky female voice goes, why would you do something such as that?
You going next?
What you're looking at here from this
Olympian, didn't you see me try and do this the good way? Didn't you see me try and negotiate?
And basically, Olympia will look.
You don't
back.
See Olympian. He's down. He's down in the hall. Yeah.
He can probably hear like the smashing of like something going through the roof. I'll probably be like, Metal's awake.
And for point of reference, I get a sonic boom out of that because it left at Mach 2.
Okay, what's your intelligence?
Intelligence.
Oh no, let's make this interesting. No, what's your influence?
Influence is also 7. Metal has a lot of 7s.
10 versus 7. What does she have for hero points? She does not have as many. Okay. 9 or better. A 9, exactly. Effect value of 8. What's your mind?
Mind is 5. Spirit is 4.
It is a mental attack.
Okay.
Magical in origin. No column shifts. Manages to get 3 points of mind control on you. She's asking you to call it back.
This is the power control, is that right?
That sounds right. It's the mental power, just her being magical. Her acting value and opposing value is important. Still mental.
So it says the RIPs need to be in excess of my mind. That shouldn't be enough to put me under control at this point. And I'm just reading the control power. If you're doing something different, let me know. Okay.
Nope. All the opponent's actions. Yeah, that's exactly. So not enough, but very close to manipulating you.
Yes. This happened to me once before. It led to a generator failure. Someone's behind me?
Yes. And it's the smoky sensual form of Zecula DiMarco. You may not have met her. She was the succubus that was imprisoned that the Avery Mansion was able to escape when Dr. Clinton Avery died.
So she's got like some type of a smoke form. She's not particularly physical.
That's correct.
You said, I'm sorry, you warbled a little bit. You said she's kind of smoky. She's not physical.
That is correct.
I am going to.
And we might as well roll initiative.
Yep.
And you can tell me what you're doing, because now we're squaring off in combat. Yep. She has no hero points to spend at this point. Her total is 28.
My total is 31.
Okay. So you get to act first.
I form a giant fan out of a length of chain, maybe 8 feet across, and I spin it at her. So it's coming at her like a propeller blade.
Her dex is 8.
My acting value is 11. I have rolled a 9.
Okay, you just hit with no column shifts. Her total resistance value is 12. And your effect value?
11.
Ooh. 3 points of damage. Yep, she shrieks.
I tried to be nice.
You touched her. She's like, and what were you using, chain?
I took a length of chain.
She hisses at the touch of steel or iron or whatever is in chain that. I don't know the difference between steel and iron. Iron is an element. Steel is forged.
Iron is it's a raw element. Steel is a thing that you combine with iron. There's 100 kinds of steel, right? But they all are.
Okay, great. Okay. Iron.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's enough iron in there that scalds her like a cat.
Okay.
Getting water splashed on her. Yeah! So is it the blow or is it the material? Who knows? What is she going to do in response? She's going to disappear into a completely smoky form. She didn't like that at all. What are you doing next?
I'm going to go into, I'm going to follow Olympian into the other room, basically, where he's disappeared to, found the bleeding woman.
He's upstairs, down the hall. And that's where you find Olympian.
Olympian, you know anything about a woman made of smoke, mind control powers?
Sounds too close to me like a and he'll kind of shudder because he hates magic and all things mythical. Sounds like a succubus the way that you describe that.
Well, they can be hurt.
Oh, good. We have to this young lady, he's going to check to see if she like still like alive or anything.
She is not. She's been stabbed in the chest, pierced her heart, and her face seems altered in somewhere. Like it's easy to see it like a deformity in someone's face. It's like her features have been shoved a bit.
Monsters.
Like if someone like had put your hand in your face and kind of wished it aside. It looks like that is the impression you get.
Olympia will get up and then he'll look around and be like, there are people down there on the other floor that were being controlled like puppets. We need to check up on them, but we also need to look for that spear if it's anywhere, that spearhead if it's anywhere near around here, the lands.
Yeah, so he had this mace. I decided I didn't like it. I'll send the spear up there too if you want it. Do we want it, Norbit? Mm-hmm.
I think mystical artifacts like that, since we have a place where we can keep it, we keep it there.
This lance that you're looking for is nowhere to be found. You're not seeing it.
I don't know. We don't seem to be all that good at locking the doors.
Yeah, you are correct in that. It seems like the spearhead is not here. So the last option would be the last person we can go after, and that would be the succubus. But for right now, I call this, even though it's the loss of life, but I call this a win, since we have the Black Paladin.
The Black Paladin is you got him down unconscious on the floor down in the hallway.
What are you gonna do with him though?
Well, maybe we can talk to the good professor, anything that can lock him down and probably give him another nice cozy prison cell with you know, his other like rune star.
You hear the voice of Zekula. It sounds like it's coming from, she must be standing right over the unconscious form of the Black Paladin, because that sounds where she's coming from, and she's screaming very loudly that the vessel is imperfect. The vessel isn't perfect. It needs to be perfect, my love. And she seems to be yelling at the unconscious form of the Black Paladin, which you brought me will not work. We need something powerful that can hold my form. Awake, rise. We must seek.
Yeah, Olympia is going to like charge and like kind of go in there and like kind of grab the Black Paladin and be like, no, we're not having none of that. No more.
And before you can get your hands on them, she's bending over and she's clutching onto the shoulders of the Black Paladin while she was shaking him and saying this. And as you're coming in, she gives you a gleam in her eye, and not only herself, but the Black Paladin melt into a misty smoke, and you are grasping
and
at smoke.
At that point, Olympian will let out a roar of like, he has usually been calm and composed like this whole time, as he'll scream like, damn it! And he'll just like, just Olympian. Smash that, you know. Yeah.
Olympian, you're going to want to leave the building now. And you're going to want to leave the building now.
He'll nod and he'll get the unconscious people out.
The whole building comes down. The outbuildings, the foundation, the roof, the whole thing is being smashed flat. The mansion.
Okay. So, I don't know how long that's going to take.
Couple of minutes. Take me a little while.
Well, it's a mansion. I'm looking at a house that's got a body of 13, so let's just double. Well, no, we can't double it, because that's not the way APs work. It's exponential.
Correct.
We'll go 15. Got 15 APs a body. How long?
So that would take me 4 APs of time. Because I have 11 APs of power.
1 minute. That is. Yep. So there you go. That's metal in action. This was a someone's house. It wasn't abandoned. It was lived in. You know, there are a couple cars in the driveway. If there was anyone else in the house, whoops.
It's time to play nice, and
they're gone.
To message.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. And I said that you can't always get what you want, honey. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, well, you might just find that you're what you need. Your friend Jimmy, a man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My face. shimmy. And you said one word to me, and that was dead. And I'll say that you can't always get what you want, honey. And you cannot always get the man that you want. And you cannot always get the man that you want. But if you try sometime, it just might find, it just might find, not about to get what you need, not about time of year. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Now, hit me. In a glass was a bleeding man. She was practiced at the art of deception. I could tell by her blood-stained hands. And I said, God, you can't always get what you want. Oh, you can't always get what you want. What you want. But if you try sometime, it just might find, it just might find, find you what you need. Ah, yeah. And you can't always get what you want. And you can't always satisfy your greed. Ah, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, it just might.